The Parnell administration today gave its side in the debate over legislation that would separate oil and gas taxes. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The world can change dramatically, and you do not want to set your policy based upon one expected outcome.
Revenue Commissioner Pat Galvin shared the administration's view of the future of the state's oil and gas tax structure and gave the Senate Finance Committee details of the effects of separating oil and gas taxes in a volatile industry in an uncertain world.
The facts that we believe today do not pan out oftentimes tomorrow, and that what we believe today are the dynamics between supply and demand are not the same ones that are going to drive our expectations even 1 or 2 years from now.
Legislative references to the need to separate oil and gas taxes have been based on the presumption that current economic conditions will not change until a gas line from the North Slope to North American market goes into operation in 10 to 15 years. When oil costs $120 a barrel, and gas costs $8 for the equivalent amount of energy, the state would lose $2 billion a year in revenue under the current tax structure. However, Galvin looks at a different scenario. He says it's very possible that gas prices could rise to $15, and his calculations show that if the legislature changes its tax, the state would then lose $1.6 billion a year. His calculations show the state gets more under current conditions by changing the tax, decoupling oil and gas. But they also show the state gets more under very possible conditions when gas actually will begin to flow toward Canada without decoupling oil and gas. He puts the question back on legislators.
So where will it be in 2020, 2045? I'm not going to be the one to try to speculate at this point.
Economist Roger Marks, under contract to the legislature, agreed with much of what Galvin had to say, and he doesn't make any prediction on future oil and gas prices. He left one caution to lawmakers.
Oil and gas are very different resources, and they have the potential to be valued much differently. And we laid out the consequences of what coupling the taxes for two resources that have the potential of being taxed much differently can be.
The Finance Committee is still working on the bill, and more changes have been promised for consideration in the next few days. It still has to go through the House and needs to be on the governor's desk by April 6th to cover tax exemptions the state's promised for the next step in the gas line development process. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.